was like I was vibing at such a low frequency for so freaking long that that was my normal. It was fear. It was a, fear of what are people gonna think of me? Guilt. Like some people, including myself, are they feel guilty for pursuing their dreams. And so I had to get over every negative, low vibe emotion, shame, guilt, fear, embarrassment, or everything. And it really took like rewiring my subconscious.
Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Intuitively Connected podcast. I am your host, Riley June. I am honored to be your intuition master coach and empowerment leader who has spent the past half a decade perfecting a method to walk you through deep cellular transformation so that you no longer need healers to help you thrive in your life. I have had the honor of supporting thousands of women across the world and watching them move through deep transformations from finding themselves, ridding the limiting beliefs and hurt of their past, finding that deep soul intuitive connection that we all desire and seek, and having them walk away a more empowered and connected version of themselves, thriving in so many different ways. This podcast is here to bust down the new age deceptive, manipulative energy tactics that are often found in the spiritual industry, share incredible guests transforming lives with specialized gifts and modalities to not only equip you with the knowledge of what to do, but to inspire you to take that action so that you can rise and thrive now and in your future too. From intuition, faith, mindset, emotional intelligence, physical care, and so much more, this weekly dropping podcast every Monday will give you the dose of knowledge you have been praying for. It's time to get you intuitively connected now. Are you ready? Let's dig in. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another session. We have an incredible guest today, Sydney Lynch, and this is going to be all about building your empire. So for my spiritual entrepreneurs, this is going to be an incredible episode for you. And for those of you who are looking to just genuinely connect more to your life and upgrade it in different areas or capacities, this is still going to be a very motivational episode for you as well, because maybe in Sydney's story, she talks about building this incredible business. Maybe for you, it's building incredible relationships. So really lean into finding yourself in the story. I'm going to give a couple updates for you guys before I turn it over to the interview, because you've really been loving these. So Noah is almost officially 6 weeks old, which is so crazy that it's going by so fast. He's growing big. I am finding myself in this experience, really having such a deep appreciation for moms, especially single moms, who exclusively breastfeed, because I was on a kick for about 36 hours. He wasn't feeling very well. And the only thing he would take, even though he was so good with a bottle right from the start, has been my breast. And that was extremely taxing on my energy. Not to mention I was also navigating a headache. So for single moms who have to deal with these things anyways, and you don't have the options, you don't have the partner relief, maybe even the family relief or the friendship relief to support you in that, kudos to you. I know when I was going through my husband's struggles, even though I had someone physically there, a lot of what I experienced felt like being a single mom, because he couldn't help with the meals or the finances or even just the mental relief either, because he was dealing with so much of his own stuff, which actually was a catalyst for starting the Christmas Love Project, which I'm going to start talk about in a moment. But kudos to you guys for really holding the forts down in your homes, because motherhood is something that society really doesn't prepare you for, but definitely expects you to be a part of. And I don't say that with any sort of resentment whatsoever. It is truly such a great gift. Like, you are literally the catalyst for the next generation, and that is something to not take lightly, and it is so beautiful. as well, being a woman and having this experience. And even for those of you who do struggle with fertility, or maybe your children are growing up and they're out of the house now, like, what a gift to even pursue that. And there are still so many ways to be a mom, whether it's adoption, fostering, your nieces, your nephews, right? Your friends' kids. Like, being and having that role is truly such a phenomenal thing. And it is something that just continue to pursue it. Continue to have faith. God in the Bible literally asks you to pray for a child and he will deliver. It is, I believe, please quote me if I am wrong, the story of Abraham where God tells him to pray for children and he will deliver. And that is literally what happens to his wife, Sarah. Again, I really hope that I'm quoting these people correctly from scripture. I'm learning, which since we brought it up, a Bible study kicks off this week, which is super fun. So you can register rileyjune.ca/Bible study. It is absolutely free to join. And we're going to do it for 4 weeks on Thursday evenings, Wednesday evenings. And then we're going to take a break until the new year and we're going to see consensus of everybody in the group and just really dive deeper into our faith. It's something that I've absolutely loved pursuing. It has radically transformed my life mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, in discipline especially. And I'm just so excited to continue to support and guide you guys with developing that relationship for yourself with God. So I'm not going to be preaching sermons. We're going to be literally, the only thing I'm going to be doing is choosing certain scriptures and we're going to just have open discussions and read the Bible together. And it's going to be such a beautiful experience. So you can register for that. As well, I want to dig into the Christmas Love Project. So this is going to be the fourth year that we are running this and supporting single moms. Now, equally understand this is open to single dads as well. And I need your nomination. So our first single mom has been chosen and I am so incredibly excited about this. This is a single mom who has been a part of our community for almost honestly since the beginning. So almost an entire 4 years. And I have watched this woman move across country, leave a toxic relationship, raise her child from birth, basically by herself with very little support outside of some family that is very distant. So they could really only provide financial support. Even honestly, if you're someone who's sought out support over the phone, you know it's so different than having that support in person. And this mom has held her faith high. She has always just trusted that it was going to work out. She has gone through so many different things, from mental struggles to emotional struggles to health struggles, and has continued to just show up in the absolute best that she can and never asking for anything, and starting her own business to be able to provide a way for her and her son to have a better life. And she is going to be our first mom that we donate to. So this the way that you can be a part of this, the Christmas Love Project, is first and foremost, I ask you to pray over it, to pray that we can bring beautiful donations to the single mom and to this just being another year of success. Last year we raised $2,000. This year I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to be praying that we raise $5,000. And the more we raise, the more parents that we get to give to. So just know that your contributions get to hopefully support more than one person this year. Last year we supported 3, which is super amazing and incredible. And it is always such a life transforming experience. Honestly, the women who get blessed with this, they don't even know that people are rallying behind them, and they just get this phone call one day from me and the person who nominated them. So number two, I ask for your nominations. You can email support@rileyjune.ca with your story, with who you're nominating and why. And we're going to rally together as a community and we're going to raise some money. And this year, it also gets to be a give back opportunity for you as well. So we're doing raffle tickets. So there's going to be 3 different baskets that I'm building over this. It was supposed to be over the weekend, but we had a crazy busy weekend. So I'm going to build it over this week. The pictures are going to be up on the website very shortly. But you're going to buy raffle tickets. And I think I did it up to like a $25 amount, but know that you can donate even more than that, and 100% of everything received via PayPal or e-transfer is going to this cause. So I pull it out, I put it in a container. I'm going to show you pictures of all the donations. The live update for how much we raise goes onto the website every day, so we update it every single day, and you get to see that count go up as well. And then every time we do a donation to a mom, so typically I like to do $1,200 donations, they get donated out, and then we move on to the next nomination. So this is something that has been really dear and near to my heart. I am so incredibly blessed and grateful to every single one of you in the community who continues to rally around this project every year. Next year, it's going to become a nonprofit organization. So I've been looking into getting that in place, and I didn't have enough time this year with the birth of my son. So we're going to get that all set up for next year. So next year, you can have a tax receipt as well, which is super fun. And we're just going to grow this experience. This year, I have so many more connections that I get to reach out to in communities to equally support you guys in rallying behind this cause. And it's just going to be such a beautiful experience, just like it has been every single year. So super pumped about that. So those are the things that we have going into this episode for you to know about. If you're not already in the Divine Expander Facebook community, it's free. Come jump in. We do lives every week. There's an opportunity for you to join the membership and get access to the Divine Expander Vault, which is only $8 a month, and you get access to well over 60 hours of teachings and trainings. All of the master classes that are paid and free go in there as well, so you can watch them on replay whenever you want them, and all those details are in the free Facebook community. So either way, I go live a couple times a week for motivation, for a faithful deep dive, for support and understanding on intuition, and just getting more clear about different aspects and areas of different struggles that we have in our lives and how to take an intuitive approach to it. So those are all the things that I wanted to share with you today. I'm going to turn it over to this interview, and I just can't wait for you to tune into Sydney's story. She is such a powerhouse and has truly created such a beautiful life for herself. She's an incredibly beautiful soul, and make sure to go and give her a follow. Let her know what you take away from this episode, and just enjoy, tune in, and be motivated, because 2023 holds such great opportunities for everyone in so many capacities and ways. You just truly have to be open and willing to not only receive the guidance, but equally take action on it. Because I know one thing to be true is that one of the biggest falsities of the law of attraction is it presents this notion that if you give, you will receive. And truly, that is not the case. Just because you give, or just because you set the intention out there, does not mean that you're going to just get something, if not this something better, in return. You have to be willing to act. You have to be willing to do in that process. And that's something that I love so much about the Bible, and actually turning to scripture to develop that relationship with myself, is that it's not enough to say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus. There is an act that is expected behind that for you to bring and accept Christ into your life and uphold yourself in a new way, and truly understand that there is no one who holds a Christian to a higher standard than a non-believer. God knows you're not perfect, and that's why he provided this beautiful book for you to truly dive into and just find yourself in every single day in new ways. So I'm excited. We have lots of stuff coming up. The Bible study, the Christmas Love Project. We have one-on-one coaching that we're opening up for applications for 2023. You can bring me on your team. You can bring me and Doc Jacques and his clinic on your team. Literally transforming your life, healing, uncovering yourself, going deep with your faith, like living this incredible, radically important and beautiful divine life. It absolutely gets to happen for you. But we get to apply that action too. So all the links and details are going to be in the show notes. We have incredible offers for new sessions that I have created. Group coaching program that's going to start off for 2 weeks in the new year. One-on-one coaching, lots of good stuff. So all the things are there. Check it out. Send me a message. Let's chat. And enjoy this episode, because it's truly going to support you and just really plugging into your plans for what you are ready to experience. And tune in, tune plan. All right, let's get connected. All right. Welcome everyone to another episode. I'm super excited to have Sydney on with us today. And I like to let our guests do the intros because they speak so much more eloquently about their own lives and the incredible things that they do. So Sydney, first and foremost, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh my gosh, of course. I was so honored and so glad to finally get to connect with you like face to face here. But I'm really, really excited to be on the podcast. So do you want to dive my story? Is that what feels good for you?
Yeah, for sure. Just dig in, let everybody know who you are and what you do in this world.
Yes, amazing, amazing. So I'm Sydney Lish. It's so good to be here. And I actually got started in the entrepreneurial space about 5 or 6 years ago. I was a college student at the time. I was living out in Montana. I was working multiple different jobs. I was, you know, doing the athlete thing. I was a bodybuilding competitor as well. So I had my hand in a lot of different buckets. And upon even graduating, which I was going to be graduating to be a high school teacher, I already felt this sense of like, there's something out there that's more for me. Like, I know that I'm not just meant to go to a school every day, 9 to 5, which God bless teachers, but there was just something different for me. And I started to explore a lot of like the online space, the fitness industry. And I actually started my own coaching business for people going into bodybuilding, coming out of bodybuilding, all the things. Started that when I was about 20 years old and was really successful in the beginning. And then realized very soon that I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to scale a business. I don't know anything. And I didn't have a lot of mentorship. I was out in Montana. People weren't doing that. They weren't posting on social media much to build a business back in 2016 and 17. And so I was kind of just flying by the seat of my pants. And upon graduation, I actually met someone on Instagram, God bless social media. And she introduced me to this industry of network marketing and direct selling. And it wasn't even of interest to me. I was just like, yeah, sure. Like I'll try the products, whatever. Put the products in my body. Around the same time, I was moving out to California upon graduating. And I had already planned it. I had no money left in my account. I had like $50 left in my account. You know, the whole started from the bottom, now we're here story.
Yeah.
And, moved out to California, put the products in my body, the wellness products, and transformed my body. Felt completely different. And I got to California with my suitcases and I had no money, no job, nowhere to live, like horrible planning on my part. And I call up this woman because I remember seeing this woman who enrolled me into this company lived in Southern California. And I called her, I took her to dinner and I moved in with her. I moved in with her for like a year and a half. We lived together post this dinner. And she like sat me down and was like, if you don't do this, what are you going to do? She already felt me, you know, being really burnt out. She saw me really working really hard, not seeing a big return on my investment. And so I really dove into the spiritual side of business, the energy of money and like the stories we're telling ourselves. And I did a lot of rewiring personal growth, went to, you know, all the different events that we offered with the company. And those things changed my life. And I came out of one of those first events after seeing what was possible in the entrepreneur space, in the network marketing space. And I was like, if these people can do this, I can do this. I can do anything. I'm going to be a top earner in this company. I'm going to be a millionaire with this company. And I started to just run. And that was 5 years ago. And now I've traveled all over the world on behalf of the company. And just because I love traveling, I live now in Austin, Texas. And now my focus is just really building our organization, building our team. I built a team of about 6,000 plus individuals over the last 5 years and impacted so many lives, gotten to speak on stages, like the whole thing. But I think the most important part of the story is like the internal transformation I've had that's reflected on the outside, because so many people see, you know, Riley, you or me now, and they're like, well, how did you get there? Like, I can't do that. You have XYZ. I didn't have anything when I started at 20 years old, 21, 22 years old, I had nothing. And it all came, so much of the success and, you know, achievement, record, anything that I have now is 99% of who I've become in the process and 10% of what I've done. So I think that's the biggest part. And the biggest thing I want people to take away from my story is not like, wow, look at her, but like, wow. And if she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. There's like so many golden nuggets in everything that you just shared right now that it's so fascinating, because if you subject yourself to enough stories like yours, transformational stories, I was here, started at the bottom, now we're here, they all have the same premise. I was in trauma. I was broke. I was lost. I was unfocused. I had no idea. And so the list will go to someone putting themselves and subjecting themselves to a community experience, reaching out unconventionally to someone who is one or 10 steps ahead of them and just like asking, hey, can you help me? What if we tried this? What does this look like? Will you bring me on board? And 9 times out of 10, people worry that their answer is going to be no, but people who are 1 to 10 steps ahead of somebody else, they actually want to help you. They want to see you succeed because they know exactly what it's like being where you were. And I think what's so beautiful about what you shared is that it was more about the internal transformation. You got yourself in the room, you made bold moves, and you continued to develop yourself the way that you thought, the way that you showed up, the way that you walked in your life. And that 10% was your actions. And I think that's such a beautiful thing to really like circle back to, because everybody wants a strategy. Well, how did you do this? How did you make 5K? How did you, you know, get the body of your dreams? How did you move to this place? And it's like, you have to start with that internal transformation. So I'd love to hear from you when you were really in that place of like, okay, I see these people earning, I'm going to go for this. Like, what were some of those initial fears, if you can recall, that came up that eventually subsided along the way?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, anything and everything. And I'm doing a training on this topic, out in Fort Lauderdale. I was just mentioning to you before we started recording, we're talking about money mindset and the energy of money. And I remember the first book I read that was really like personal development-y was Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And in my speech that I'm going to be giving, I'm going to be talking a lot about frequency and like the frequency scale. And what I look back, it was like, I was vibing at such a low frequency for so freaking long that was my normal. It was fear. It was fear of what are people going to think of me? Guilt. Like some people, including myself, they feel guilty for pursuing their dreams. And so I had to get over every negative, low vibe emotion, shame, guilt, fear, embarrassment, everything. And it really took like rewiring my subconscious. And the book Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, if you have never read it and you're listening, go buy it. It's $12 on Amazon. I can send you a link. Like it's the best investment you'll ever make. I've read it 20 plus times at this point because it's always such a good reminder. But he talks about in the book that your thoughts become your reality. And so if you're thinking something, that becomes a belief system, and that belief system is replicated into your actions, and your actions create your reality. And so what I had to do was go back to the basic level, not the actions, because someone can be working 4 hours a day with an amazing story about money and be generating a ton of money. Same person or different person, same 4 hours, has a horrible story about money generating no income. And so it really comes back to your thoughts. And so I had to get to the basic level of like, what am I thinking every day? What am I putting into my brain every day? How am I talking to myself? How is that reflected in how I'm speaking and treating other people? And it got back to like the really nitty gritty, and something silly I did, but I recommend it, is I put a rubber band on my wrist. And every time a negative, low vibe emotion, I said something negative about myself, other people, I'm poor, I'm broke, I don't have any money, I can't do this, I don't feel confident, whatever, I would snap my wrist and I would say, cancel, cancel, cancel. And I would cross my arms like that, cancel, 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 snap my wrist. And that helped me reprogram my subconscious at a really, really intense level. And anytime, even now, because even the greatest of greats go down to that low frequency of fear and guilt and shame and whatever else, that's something I can always go back to, throw a rubber band on. And I just start to think, I think about what I'm thinking about. I think about my thoughts and I start to rewire those. And the change in the reality can happen really fast with that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm just so enthralled with this. And I can't wait for people to tune into this, because what you're saying isn't something that's unachievable. And it's truly the simplest things that make up a world of a difference, but you have to be willing to learn the tools and implement them, right? Yeah. I always say 1 degree shifts at a time make up that world of a difference, and thoughts are random, but thinking is not. And so when you add that physical component, that interruption in the pattern of your thinking, like a snap of a rubber band, it really does help become this huge catalyst for shifting and refocusing. And what you're talking about is the premise of anything you want to do. You want to communicate better. You want to attract better relationships. You want better money experience. You want to go for the job. You want to build the business. You want to be a better parent. Like literally whatever you want to do. What Sydney is talking about is the foundation of those experiences. Like you're just jamming in my world right now. And I love it so much. Yeah. Because even too, it is about frequency, right? And there is that energetic component to everything. And I think, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because there's a balance for everything. There's this whole idea now for people who are kind of getting started in the personal development that it's like 110% energy. Like you got to meditate on it. You got to visualize it. You got to build a vision board. You got to, you know, sit in the experience of it, walk down the dream house lane. But that's only a component of it. So I'd really love to hear from you what your experience was taking the energetic development portion of it, and how you integrated that with the physical aspects of knowing that you can't have the energy work without the action.
Oh, that's so important. And what I will said, the 1% shifts, like you have to think about it like this. If you just got 1% better every single day, by the end of a full year, that's 37% increase. That's a huge, huge difference in your productivity, your levels of achievement, success, relationships, whatever. If you just focus on little incremental things, that's so much more important than the big things. I always say greatness doesn't happen in the big things. It happens in the everyday small things when nobody's around. And so I think that's important as an entrepreneur and just getting started in the personal development space with, or if you're just your mom and you're staying home with your kids, like get 1% better at whatever it is you're doing every single day. And that compounds over time. So I just wanted to make that point and elaborate on what you said, because I think that's really important. And you know, as far as people getting started and diving in and taking action, like I said before, the stories you tell yourself and the words you speak are so important. And it doesn't have to be meditate for 5 hours and read 30 books a week. It doesn't have to be that. It really doesn't. But if you're in alignment with, like, energy is aligned, your words are aligned with your energy, where you want to go, like have the vision board. It doesn't take too long to make, right? Meditate for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and visualize what you want. It doesn't have to be a big time investment, but then you have to take aligned action. And I think people talk about action all the time, but it's like, no, it has to be aligned with what you're doing. Cause I can be in activity all day. I talk about this a lot. I can be in activity that's not doing anything to move my business forward. I can be making Canva tiles. I can be talking to team. I can be going to coffee meetings with people that are never going to get started in my business. But if I'm in aligned action and I'm focused on, like, this is the end result in mind, I'm looking at it in the morning on my vision board. I'm visualizing it, imagining, feeling, smelling how it's going to smell, seeing how it's going to be, the whole thing, feeling how I'm going to feel. And then I go, okay, what do I have to choose? What do I have to do? What do I have to become? What do I have to create in this moment right now to be able to get to that? And that will help you narrow down what you need to do and how much action you need to be in, not just activity. But you've got to distinct between activity and action, because action is moving your business forward. It's those little things that are going to actually move the needle forward and generate income in your business. Because at the end of the day, a business is about generating income. So if you're aligned in your spirit, you're aligned in your thoughts, you're aligned in your behaviors, you probably won't have to work as much.
Yeah.
Right? I think of our alignment as like a kinked hose, so, or a non-kinked hose, right? You have a hose that, like a watering hose for your backyard. And if it's free flowing, that's what we want, right? But a lot of us are kinking it with our thoughts. We're kinking it with our actions, being out of alignment with what we say we want versus what we are doing. And we can't, or maybe it's little things like doing meetings after 8 p.m. when you hate leaving the house at 8 p.m. Maybe it's having house guests too long. Maybe it's Like, I don't know what it is, but there's so many ways that you can kink your hose being in a crappy relationship, right? That's a hose kink, baby. And that will affect your business over time. It might not be doing it right now. It will affect it over time, and you kink your hose. So you really have to focus on, like, how can I unkink my hose and do the main activities and main action in my business to get me to where I want to be? And everything else is just a distraction.
Yeah. Oh, I could not agree more. And it's so true. It's like, it's not the immediate effect that you experience of allowing yourself to continue to perpetuate these things that you, what I call is familiar chaos. So you know that you don't like this, you know, it's not serving you, but because it's familiar, whether it's the environment, the person, what you're going to experience through it, you keep allowing it. And then over time, you start to see the ramifications of, now you're burnt out, now you lack time management, now it's a financial strain, now it's a communication thing, and so on and so forth. It's a draw on your finances with your business. And that's so important to really understand, because it's, like you said before, it's not in these all of a sudden quantum leaps that everybody talks about that show up overnight. Oh my gosh, it's Thursday night. You check your lottery ticket in the morning, you won. Magnificent. It's these things that start to evolve over time. And what we can call it, lack of boundaries, but honestly, it's really just lack of, like, deciding better for yourself. And I think that that's really important to nail home, because everybody wants change in some degree in any area of their life. And it really is in these decisions that we make, making 1% adjustments every day to do better, that actually add up over time. And for you, a lot of what you did was from this space of, like, empowerment, like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to figure this out. We're going to find the flow. We're going to take that aligned action. How has your intuition played a role in your experience to get to where you are today?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. And one thing I want to talk about that you also mentioned, that we have so many of the same philosophies. It's a decision, guys. And when I look at the word decide, the last four letters, C-I-D-E in Latin, are actually to cut off or to kill. So any of these things you're doing, the decision, if you've actually made a decision, you're never going back. So keep that in mind. Like, if you need to decide, it doesn't take years to decide. It takes a moment to decide and to go after something. And for me, my intuition has grown a lot through entrepreneurship. I actually just made a post literally like 10 minutes ago about trusting myself, and how it's being able to trust myself has grown so much through entrepreneurship. Because what I found is that no one knows what's best for you better than you. And if you don't trust yourself and learn to ask the question to God, universe, whatever you believe, and get the answer, which is from God or the universe, which is actually you, because we are all one, right? Oneness. You're getting the answer from yourself. You turn into an asshole, is what I call it. When you're asking everybody else for advice, asking other your friends what you should do about this situation, your relationship, your business, your finances, your health, stop it. Like, ask yourself. I call it a conference call with yourself. I actually got this from a guy I dated once. He's like, when I need to figure something out in my life, I call myself for a conference call. And I loved that, because it's like, yeah, I got to call myself for my conference call. And that's how, like, you got to trust your own intuition. And for me, intuition is, like, all about getting quiet enough to listen. And again, it comes out of the clarity of what I actually want. So if you don't know what you want, you're going to feel so unclear, and you're going to lack the confidence to make a decision based on, like, what you think you should do. And you're going to be asking everybody else. So if you're asking everybody else all the time, first of all, it's probably a habit. And second of all, you're probably not really focused on what you want and where you're going. Because once you are and you make that decision, you know exactly what you got to do. And, you know, also trusting yourself in entrepreneurship, it can be hard, but I just knew that I knew that I knew. And it's like, I knew that I knew that I knew that I was going to be a six-figure earner. I knew that I knew that I knew that I was going to be one of the youngest millionaires in the company. Hasn't happened yet, but it's going to, right? And I would walk in my office, which was my floor and a desk, like, in the corner, eating beans out of a can for years. Like I would walk in and tell my business partner, we had no money. I was like, we're going to be millionaires. They just haven't paid us yet. We're already millionaires. They just haven't paid us yet. And it was that kind of conviction and trust that I'm betting on myself. And if I don't know how to do something, I'm going to figure it out. I don't care if it's like, even now there's opportunities that are coming up for other business opportunities. And I'm like, I have no idea how to run a company. I'm going to figure it out. Like, I'm just going to figure it out, because if some of these idiots who are running companies can do this, I can do this. And that's just real talk. But like, that's how I feel about trust and intuition. It's like, if you don't trust in yourself and believe in yourself and follow that intuition, like, you're just going to be haywire the whole time. So it's really, really important to learn how to do it. And it just takes asking and listening and taking the time to do it.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't agree more. You literally mapped that out so perfectly, because for those who are listening, you can literally take this episode, and I hope you ripped out a pen and paper right away so you can start taking notes, because if you want a step-by-step to being successful in any area of your life, like, Sydney's literally lined it out for you. And here's the thing too, is like, when you don't trust yourself or you're not willing to decide, you end up over-investing in the same style of coach, the same style of programs, the same action steps that the same people are going to give you, because the biggest part that's missing is deciding and taking those steps forward. And I think what I love about entrepreneurship is I never imagined myself being an entrepreneur, but I've never healed or learned more faster in my life than going through this journey, because there's a point where it's like fun and it's scary and it's exciting. You're like, oh, I'm going to like do something really crazy and irrational. And then you get to the point where you realize it's actually sustainable, and not only sustainable, but like the sky is literally, there's no limit. There is zero limit in entrepreneurship. And equally, like what you said, there are people who have no idea what they're doing, but they're willing to figure it out more than anything. Like, Google is a great resource, right? Yeah. Cross-check your information.
That's how every entrepreneur I've ever met figures out everything. They
Yeah. Well, I mean, like Google and YouTube, how to, like, there is so many people with so many channels and so many blogs and so many podcasts that give you the step-by-step. Even for me, when I got started, I didn't have the money. I didn't have the line of credits. I didn't have, all my credit cards were maxed out. We were barely paying for groceries. And I literally just started writing out steps from 2 to 3 podcasts that I found. I kept it very singular. Don't listen to 30, just pick, you know, like a couple. And I would just implement what they say. And, you know, coincidentally, though nothing is a coincidence, it was all the same steps. It was all the same actions. Believe in yourself, work on your mindset, you know, visualize where you want to go, figure out the person or the thing that you need to know to get you there. And it's the same information. And we can go deep into, well, is this person certified to teach me NLP? Is this person certified to teach me this type of thing? It's like, sometimes that actually doesn't even matter, because regardless of whether they're certified or not, you still have to be willing to do the work. And I find that working with a lot of therapists to teach them the energy component of it, they have the same problem, as people still come to them with 20 plus years of experience, but aren't actually willing to do the work. So it always comes down to deciding, trusting in you, and taking those actions. And Sydney, I'd love for you to tie this up with any last minute thoughts that you have in terms of really motivating somebody to get out of their head and out of their way and really just step into their heart and step into making that commitment to better their lives in small or massive ways.
I like to see what gets downloaded.
Love it.
No, I think this is what's coming through. My biggest piece of advice will be to, if you're feeling like, maybe you're like feeling frustrated, maybe you're already in entrepreneurship, or you're just getting started. Like, there's shitty times in entrepreneurship. There's a lot. And I've wanted to give up so much. I've wanted to give up. I've never actually like really considered it. Let's be real. Like, it's never been an option for me to do that.
Yeah.
But like, so many times where I'm just like, oh, I could just throw in the towel. Like, going to get a 9-to-5 could be so much easier, a steady paycheck, the whole thing. But like, if you're getting started, or you're in business, or you're in a really difficult time right now, because I know a lot of people I've talked to, it's a theme, everybody's like, there's a lot of people really struggling, whether it's mentally, whether it's financially, whether it's in their business. Maybe they had a slump of a year in their business. Maybe their business is down. My biggest piece of advice to take action on right now is to clean your shit up. And the only reason I'm saying this is because in the energy world, right? Clean your shit up. I hope I can cuss on this. Clean your stuff up.
Yeah, you got it.
Like, and what that means, and I'm only tuning into this because I just experienced it in my own life. And I looked around recently and I was like, I'm not getting as big of results as I could. Why? And I was like, what's out of alignment? What am I doing that's not like helping me springboard into the highest version of me and highest potential? Where am I not like stepping into my greatness? And there were little things, and they're tricky, but they're little things that I had to clean up. And what that looked like was like, what can I clean up in my health, right? Where am I like slacking a little bit? Okay, that's one area. Relationships, that's a big thing. For some of you, like you said, people are staying in relationships because it's comfortable. I get it. I ended a really long relationship. It was one of the most horrific experiences of my life at the end of it. And I had to make the decision because I was so committed to my vision and to where I was going that I was like, even though this is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done and the most painful thing I've ever done in my life emotionally, I have to clean my shit up. And that is more important to me. My energy and my energetic hygiene is more important to me than any relationship. Anything, my relationship with myself is the most important thing. And this is not of my highest value, so I got to clean it up. And after that happened, the floodgates opened. And so it could be in your business. Maybe you're working with a partner that's just out of alignment now. Maybe you've gone in different directions. Like, clean up the little and big areas of your life that you know, and you know what they are. Like, ask, what if I knew what they would be, what would they be? Write them down, make a list. And then you clean them up. And I do that with all of my team when they're ready to start, you know, sprinting their business or they're really getting clear on what they want. It's like, what areas of your life energetically are hindering you from getting to where you want to be? Because that's the biggest thing. And once you clean those things up, the floodgates will open. You put your blinders on and you just run. So that would be my biggest piece of advice for anybody in any area of their life. Like, clean your shit up, clean it up fast. Do it now, do it now, do it now.
I love that. And it's so true because it like that's where your self-awareness starts. Because if you struggle to make those personal decisions in any or all areas of your life, you're always going to struggle with the bigger decisions. Do I go for this job? Do I make this commitment in my business? Do I even start one? Do I strive for the $10 to $70 million a month? Do I?
Right.
I love how in entrepreneurship, when it comes to like numbers and like rationality, it's always like, read 700 books a day or make $20 billion in the month.
I'm like, let's start with making like $10 a month in your business.
Start reading 10 pages a day.
Exactly.
I love it. Oh, this was so perfect.
I want to go a couple more minutes on that because there's this persona on social media that if you're not making six figures within your first year of business, you failed. And I want you guys to remember that in my first year of business, I started in last half of the year, I made $7,000 in 7 months.
Yeah.
The second year I made $28,000 in the whole year, working 16 hour days, hustling my face off, working, doing everything to stay in alignment that I could. And then it started to compound, and then it compounded again, and then it compounded again, and then it compounded again, and it's compounded again. And now we're just off to the moon. So just remember, if you're not making six figures in your business or even five figures in your business in your first year, keep going. It might take longer than you think, but it'll be worth it if you keep going.
Mine was literally the same. The first year I made just under $8,000. The second year I made just under 32,000. And then it literally just compacted from there. But that's the thing too, is like, when you're willing to actually follow through with those decisions you make in any aspect, is it will compound over time. If you put in $10,000 into an investment, you're not going to have $1 million in 6 to 12 months. You have to wait a few years for it to compound its interest. The same things work with skill development, trusting yourself, getting better at anything. And it's like, I think that's something that's so wildly overlooked because of the instant gratification of our social media days. But I love that you put that in there because it really is about committing to the vision more than it is how much more you're going to get paid. And I'm going to just drop this in as a last note. We're running social or in-person social networking events, me and a couple other ladies, for our community, because there's none here in where we live. And outreaching to find a photographer, who I literally state, anyone who's looking to build a profile, right? So it's clearly unpaid work. You know, we'd love to have you come in exchange for a free ticket. We just ask for some footage. And then this is the turnaround time. And if that's not you, no worries. Like, you don't have to do it. And the amount of people who are like, well, what's the commitment? Is this worth their time with the price of gas nowadays? And this and this, it's like, do you want to build a portfolio or do you want to get paid? Because if you want to get paid, you're not going to, if you're not willing to do the extra work. Like you said, you are putting in 16 hours a day to make under $30,000. I can 100% relate, because as soon as you get started, you realize, wow, I really don't know anything. I got a lot of learning to do, but eventually you don't have to learn those same things anymore. You just get to start analyzing.
People go to college for 4 years and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for no guarantee that they'll even get a job. Like, change mindset. And a mentor told me once, I feel like I could talk to you for 9 years. I was told by a mentor one time, and he said, Sid, you have to do more work than you're willing to get paid for, so that one day you can get paid for more than you work.
Yeah.
And that was like, for me, I was like, oh, okay. Got it. So it's, yeah, it's, okay. Am I good? Okay. Sorry, I was getting a call. But yeah, I mean, it's so all of our philosophies are so aligned. It's insane.
I love it. This has been such a wonderful conversation, and I agree. I think I'll have to bring you back on the podcast and we can just jam on this kind of stuff all over again. But if you have any final thoughts, and equally, if you can share where people can dive into your world and what you have coming up, I'd love for you to share that with everyone.
Yes, I'm going to actually have you on my podcast. So that's the first thing I'll say. I'm so excited. We get to book that as well. So I actually am found on Prism Podcast, on podcast PRISM. And the focus of the podcast is really full spectrum. So I talk about everything from like this kind of stuff to business strategy, building a business, everything. I mean, sex, civilization, like I go everywhere. So nothing's off limits. It's so much fun. And the feedback's been so great. So you guys can find me there. If you want to tune into more like audio content, YouTube, I have uploads on there as well. And then Instagram is my main thing. Sydney Lish, SYDNEYLICH. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, the whole thing. You find me, you know, everywhere under my name. And if you guys find me, just reach out and say that you found me through Riley. And I would love to hear the biggest takeaways from the podcast. But Riley, you're so amazing. You have such a good energy and it's so contagious. And I can just see why you've had all the success you've had. And I'm so grateful that our paths aligned and we'll hopefully continue to, and we can work together in a bigger capacity someday.
Yes, absolutely. And I look forward to seeing all your posts about your speaking engagements this weekend. And I couldn't agree more in sending all of that right back to you. It's been such a pleasure to connect with you. I absolutely love your energy. Yes, our philosophies all align, which makes it so much better, because then it's like, you get it. There's like, I'll put the video on YouTube, but it's like, at some point you'll just like see me throwing my hands up, because it's like, when you know, you just know, and you have to go through it to get it, right? So I love that. I'm going to have everything in the show notes for you guys so you can go and check her out. I highly recommend you go and jump into her world. She's extremely inspirational. She lives a super fun life, and you're going to have tons of fun just being a part of her world. So thank you again for coming on, and I cannot wait to connect with you again soon.
Thank you. See you guys later.
Before you go, I would love and appreciate so much if you could take a moment of your time to leave a 5-star review. It helps me to be able to get this message out to so many more in the world. And I am so truly thankful that you choose this place to be every single week. Until next time, don't forget to find the magic in today.